Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Engaging Spurgeon. It is Wednesday. You are here. I am here. We are together. It is good to be back. It's good to be getting this episode out in front of everybody. This one is going across all platforms. Our patrons are receiving these devotional episodes every day of the week, the work week, that is Monday through Friday. And on Wednesdays, it is our blessing to give it out to everybody. What we would love for you to do is head over to patreon.com/engagingspurgeon, sign up for and become a patron, and you get access to these shows every day. We put them out every morning. Josh and I share this load. We are also continually working on adding more benefits specifically for Patreon members, one of which is a discount, a better discount for our upcoming conference. So hopefully you've got that on your calendar for June 8th here in Bath, Maine. And so patrons get a good discount. We have still have our discount for early bird access, and that is for anybody who uses the code early student with a capital E and a capital S all together as one word, early student, and you get $10 off. But if you're a patron, you get better pricing, and you find that in the patron app in the chat section. Once you become a member, you'll be able to do that. It's only $7 a month, and you're supporting us, you're supporting the show, you're helping us do things like conferences, better reach with our episodes, better content, better production value, and to be able to offer more. So that is a added bonus. All right, that's enough for housekeeping. Let me share with you today's devotional from the morning and evening from Charles Spurgeon. Ye are come to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. Reader, have you come to the blood of sprinkling? The question is not whether you have come to a knowledge of doctrine or an observance of ceremonies or to a certain form of experience, but have you come to the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus is the life of all vital godliness. If you have truly come to Jesus, we know how you came. The Holy Spirit sweetly brought you there. You came to the blood of sprinkling with no merits of your own, guilty, lost, and helpless. You came to take that blood and that blood alone as your everlasting hope. You came to the cross of Christ with a trembling and an aching heart, and oh, what a precious sound it was to hear the voice of the blood of Jesus. The dropping of his blood is as the music of heaven to the penitent sons of earth. We are full of sin, but the Savior bids us lift our eyes to him, and as we gaze upon his streaming wounds, each drop of blood, as it falls, cries, "It is finished. I have made an end of sin. I have brought in everlasting righteousness." Oh, sweet language of the precious blood of Jesus. If you have come to that blood once, you will come to it constantly. Your life will be looking unto Jesus. Your whole conduct will be epitomized in this: to whom coming? Not to whom I have come, but to whom I am always coming. If thou hast ever come to the blood of sprinkling, thou wilt feel thy need of coming to it every day. He who does not desire to wash in it every day has never washed in it at all. The believer ever feels it to be his joy and privilege that there is still a fountain opened. Past experiences are doubtful food for Christians. A present coming to Christ alone can give us joy and comfort. This morning, let us sprinkle our doorpost fresh with blood and then feast upon the Lamb, assured that the destroying angel must pass us by. Brothers and sisters, that angel of death does pass us by, for the Lord has cried, "It is finished." Have you come to the sprinkled blood of Christ? Let's follow the clear reminder and instruction from Spurgeon as he looks to the Word of God to remind us today to focus on that finished work. It is a work that we continually come to. I am particularly struck by Spurgeon's boldness in saying that if we have come, if we have truly come to the blood of Christ, then we will always come. If thou hast ever come to the blood of Christ, thou wilt feel thy need of coming to it every day. He who does not desire to wash in it every day has never washed in it at all. Do you believe this? Does this convict you? Are you struck by the reality of this power, this sufficiency? If Christ's blood does cleanse and heal and strengthen and forgive and give eternal life, then who among us can claim that we have come to the sprinkled blood of Christ and yet remain in sin, remain in joylessness, remain in defeat? Let it not be the case. Brothers and sisters, come to Him. Be reminded of this truth. Wash in the blood of Christ. Think of that imagery provided for us there in the time of the Exodus, where the lambs were slaughtered and the blood was placed upon the doorpost and the angel of death passed over because of that sacrificial lamb. We have that sacrificial lamb placed upon our lives, and because of that, we shall never die. We shall never be judged. We shall never be condemned in eternal judgment, for His blood has covered us and we've been washed in the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus. Meditate on these things. Hide them in your heart. Give glory to the King.